Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, we often hear the adverts on radio and television for blood donations, and I'll take a moment to implore anyone who can donate, please do. But we rarely hear about our pet's blood. And if you know anything about me, you know, I'm dog. I'm bananas about dogs. It seems obvious, doesn't it? But you think of the fact that poorly dogs and cats need blood transfusions too. Well, on the line is Finn Ryan, whose dog Vernon is one of Ireland's greatest donators. Good morning, Finn.
Hi, Brendan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for taking our call. I actually never, ever thought about this before. So, first of all, we need to defer to the star of the show here and start off. Vernon is our blood donor, right? What type of dog is Vernon?
So Vernon's a lurcher, so he's a greyhound cross. I did do his DNA because he is an unusual looking dog. So he's greyhound, whippet and American pit bull.
What?
Yeah.
Is he beautiful?
He's a very good looking dog. Yeah, he is.
Isn't that funny? Only dog owners say that. I say my dog, people say, oh, your dog's lovely. I say, she's very pretty, isn't she? A pretty dog. It's an oxymoron, isn't it really? Where did Vernon come from? I love his name, by the way. Love the name.
Yeah, well, wait till you hear where he got his name.
Go on.
So Vernon was adopted from Leash SPCA, and June Bank Holiday 4 years ago, Leash SPCA got a call about a dog that was in a bad way.
Yep.
So he had been attacked by a larger dog over food. And a very brave man called Vernon went in, either crazy or brave, and broke up the fight between the two dogs, and he pulled Vernon out. And the ladies from the Leash SPCA, Carmel and Jer, went down and they lifted him into a car, and they were convinced he was going to lose the leg. But he didn't. After a lot of care and attention and a lot of vet visits, he kept the leg, and you wouldn't even notice that he ever had any trauma on the leg now.
Yeah. Oh, great. So you named him after his saviour.
He got, yeah, that's what the girls in Leash SPCA called him. And I was like, I like it. You can hold on to it.
I do, my dog is called Nancy Drew.
I know.
She's insta-famous.
Of course
you know, yeah. Oh my, you know what? She was running through she does this amazing thing. She picks a little boy on the beach and she goes over with the ball. And they have to be about five or six. And she just gives the little boy, she's just the most charming.
Oh, deadly.
They're just so good for your soul, aren't they? So anyway, enough about my dog. Back to the blood donations. So where does it happen?
So it happens in UCD.
Of course, that's where the pet
hospital.
Yeah, the emergency hospital's there. They're brilliant.
So I had heard, I didn't know either, but a few years ago I heard it on the radio, and because the dogs have to be 25 kg and over, I only have my little Mary Margaret at that stage. So when I got Vernon, I was like,
you're fully recovered. Who's Mary Margaret? Don't skim over that.
Mary Margaret is my little Jack Russell.
Why do we give them double barred names? It's because they're so small.
Yeah, Mary Margaret Moffat actually is on her dog license. She's a character from a John Boyne novel, The Hearts Invisible Furies.
Oh, that's one of my favourite books, yes.
I know, me too, yeah.
Yeah, so
Mary Margaret Moffat.
That's
I know
very
we
cute.
Do, Brendan.
So tell me, you took Vernon for the first time last year, was it, for the first book?
I think it might have been the year before that we started, yeah. And, you know, the vet clinic love getting lurchers because they have this universal blood type, which is compatible with almost all dogs. And as well, then their temperament is great. So Vernon doesn't need to be sedated for his blood donation, which obviously, you know, lightens the load on the vet clinic. And obviously it's better for Vernon that he's not getting sedated for it. So he can go in and behave himself and just do the blood donation and come out.
And is he nervous going in, or does he run in?
Vernon has separation anxiety when I'm out of his sight, so he does look back at me with sad eyes, and I'm like, get in there and give back. You've got a second chance. You're living the best life. In and give back. And then also, Brendan, there could be a little bit of atonement going on.
Okay.
He does have a few black marks on his CV, so...
Listen, I just got a lovely text in. Morning, Brendan. Our beautiful Labrador is a blood donor in UCD. It is so special to get that email from UCD to say his blood has been used to save another dog. It's so rewarding. Dogs are just so special. Oh, that lovely. So, very quickly, if people want their dogs to donate, what could they do?
So contact the blood donor clinic in UCD Hospital. If you Google it, it comes straight up. And Michael, the coordinator of the clinic, will talk you through it. They're very, very accommodating. Like, I work full time, so I get up there before 9. Michael takes in Vernon and I pick him back up at lunchtime.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, the other thing I do want to say, being a member of the cat team on Leash SPCA, yeah, is the cat donations are a bit more complicated. They okay. can't store cat blood, so yes. it has to be the same day. So they're very keen to find cat donors nearby.
Okay, listen, that's a start. That's really helpful. Thank you so much. I've got